Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
Like every January, Into Tomorrow is in Las Vegas to introduce you to all the cool tech that you will want to own this year. And we are encouraging you, since it's our 25th year on the air, to tell us what you liked or disliked about any technology in the last 25 years. So please let us hear from you. We'll get you on the air right after our CES specials. Might even be next week on the show. 800-899-INTO, or even better, use the audio option on our app. And while you're telling us what you liked or disliked about tech, maybe even you want to throw in a little, hey, congrats on your 25 years. We wouldn't mind that at all. This special, by the way, brought to you in part by
Guru Wireless, changing the way the world is powered. Check out guru.inc. By CE Week 2020 in New York, the epicenter for emerging trends, new innovation, and the networking event of the year. Visit ceweekny.com. And by Tech West Canada, bringing people together to share skills, explore ideas, and build a strong community. Visit techwestcanada.ca.
Our next guest transforms any home into a smart home with some very cool products that we're going to be talking about. He's the co-founder and CEO of a company that you've heard us discussing on the air in this past year, at the very least. It's called Brilliant, and his name is Aaron Amy. Aaron, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure. When we evaluated the first Brilliant switch, and we're going to get more into what it is, how it works, that sort of thing, and new stuff that you're introducing here at CES, we were very impressed, and we talked a lot about it on the air. And then your public relations team sent us a couple for the big summer giveaway. We gave them away. We had more people asking for the, I got to have one of those Brilliant switches. Yeah, well, you know, go buy one because they're gone. You know, it's very popular. Tell me a little bit first about the company, and then let's get into what you've got.
We started the company about 5 years ago, and it came about because I was doing a home renovation project. I was putting a bunch of smart tech in my house, and I realized that I hated using it, even though it was good. I mean, it was actually good technology, but it was individual pieces of good technology, and it didn't fit together well.
Yeah. You thought, well, that's nice. I have a dimmer, and that's nice. I can do this, or I can do that. Maybe I've got a photo frame or something. All those things are interesting. But they should do it all together.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why our slogan was All Together Now when we first launched. And we even licensed the Beatles song.
Oh, I love it.
So we, you know, we've set out to build something that goes into the wall and gives you a touch screen and also voice command with a built-in Alexa over everything in your house. So if someone's at the door and rings your Ring doorbell, the video feed will pop up in your wall. So you don't have to have your phone with you. The ringer doesn't have to be on. Anyone who's in your house can see who's there, can unlock the door for them with a touch of on the screen. Just making this whole process really simple and orchestrating things so they all work well together is really key to having a satisfying smart home experience.
And my son Chris was so impressed with the ones that we were evaluating in our studios, he went out and bought one, which is very unusual because covering electronics for 25 years, people send us evaluation units and we'll share them with the staff and tell me if we like this or not, whatever. And he's been loving it. And then he said he was quite surprised with an update for this Ring doorbell thing where the doorbell rang and up pops on the Brilliant switch his doorbell camera. Mm-hmm. So he didn't even have to launch an app or do anything. He just looked over at the Brilliant switch and he saw who it was at the door. I love that idea.
Yeah, we do over-the-air updates automatically. So every 2 weeks, you actually have new features and new integrations. Since we launched it just a little over a year ago, we've launched, I think, 15 new integrations.
Wow.
And it's just new capabilities that keep popping up, and yeah, it's just automatically available to everyone. So
and that's not only the integration with Ring, which is a very cool integration, but also with Sonos. Tell me what's happening there, where you can do whole home audio even.
Yeah. The Sonos integration is fantastic because what happens most often is Sonos has this fantastic music system, and there's only one person in the house who knows how to use it.
And so then
Dad gets to be the DJ for everyone. And when you put it in the wall, and you can see all your favorites and playlists on Pandora, Spotify, you know, whatever you like to listen to, mm-hmm, then everyone has access to it, and everyone is using it. So it really becomes something that everybody loves and appreciates. And that's one of the sort of really sad things about smart tech right now, is that usually there's one person in the house who loves it and everybody else who tolerates it.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is democratize that, make it possible for everyone to get all of the benefits of all the smart technology and bring it together.
And these smart, brilliant switches simply replace an existing switch. So the one that's on camera right now, if you're watching the video at intotomorrow.com, obviously can handle two switches. If you've got a double switch, perhaps, right, in that environment, you're replacing the existing switch. Very easy to do, by the way, I might add. You don't need to call an electrician. Follow simple instructions. Be safe. Turn off your breakers, right, to pull the fuses, whatever you got to do. And they'll dim. So if you've got dimmable LEDs, for example, people are replacing a lot of their lights with LEDs and more modern stuff. You can dim, you can set things for 50%. You know, maybe the hallway lights have always been too bright because it's either on or off. Well, now you have that kind of control.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And, you know, we figure you've already got holes in your wall and you've already got power running in there. Why not take advantage of that and not make you do new things? And now, you know, what we're announcing at this show is this smart dimmer switch that doesn't have a screen, but it has the same touch groove, the same dimming capability, the same ability to have motion detection, so you have occupancy-based lighting, but it also has the ability to run home automation scenes by just double-tapping on it anywhere. So you can just walk into your kitchen and double-tap and, you know, turns on the kitchen lights and, you know, plays whatever music you like to play while you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually the way that people tend to use home automation as they get more skilled at it. So we're taking the capabilities of the Brilliant Control and extending them all through the house with a really cost-effective smart switch that starts at just $59.
Nice.
So you can have them all through your house. This is just, you know, having that intelligence built into the walls is special.
Oh, for sure. And Aaron, I'm loving how Brilliant is helping so many people get smarter homes. You know, a lot of people have said, well, yeah, I've had some dimmers or I've had some automatic things to open and close the blinds or the shades. But there's so much more now to have you a smart home, whether it's air quotes or not, that make it very easy. Well, Aaron, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at the Showstoppers After Hours press event in Lost Wages, Nevada. We look forward to more stuff coming available from Brilliant into tomorrow. I'm sure you're going to keep up doing some really cool stuff for our smart homes to be even smarter.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. We're back with more. Of course, brilliant.tech for information. We'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Much more from our 25th year on the air at CES as Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.